The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Hey, don't neglect to get in line for roll call and for birthdays and anniversaries coming up next hour. 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. It's all happening here on KAYT, KQJO-FM. At the top of the hour, Pastor Stanley Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church with Paradise Ministries. That's on the way.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And whatever state you are in, Antioch, he's telling us that same thing. Be content in whatever state you are in.
Yes, sir.
The Apostle Paul's secret of living was an open secret. Mm-hmm. And it is available for each and every one of us who walk in the way of Christ. It was a secret of contentment. To know Christ and to be called to serve him was an unsearchable riches. Do you know Christ's unsearchable riches? For they are unlimited. His grace, God's grace, his unmerited favor, his inexhaustible supply of goodness that have been bestowed upon us is unlimited. My brothers and sisters, Paul learned how to live like Christ. And Paul learned this after his experience on the Damascus Road. After this experience, Paul said, Lord, what will you want me to do? What will you have me to do? When you've accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, your next question is, Lord, what will you have me do? Every now and then, the Lord will bring us down in order to raise us up. Every now and then, the Lord has to get our attention because our life may be not in order, but the Lord is not trying to hurt you. The Lord is trying to save us. And I would rather for the Lord to get my attention now than for me to be forever separated from him. So Lord, get our attention. Paul knew after his conversion, his life would not be the same. Now I understand why Paul said, I have learned. When we accept Christ, we have learned to be more like him. When we accept Christ, he changes us. When we accept Christ, he commissions us, go and make disciples. Mm-hmm. It is not our responsibility to sit, it's to go. I love missionary work. When you are able to go and do the work of the Lord and preach to those who have not heard God's word. And the power you see as their eyes light up when we share what Christ has done in our life and through our life. It's an unusual feeling that we get when we can share the word to those who are lost and those who are hurting. But each and every one of us have been commissioned, Brother Gaines. And within this commission, whatever state I'm in, I will be content. Because I have learned my calling. I have learned how the Lord will provide. I've been all the way to Milan, Italy, not through my money, but by the grace and the provision that God had established. I have talked to three different race of people in Italy because the Lord says, I need you to go. I have spoken to drug lords in Kingston, Jamaica because the Lord had instructed me to go. I have preached in Dallas, Sacramento, and here in Alexander, Louisiana because God had commissioned me to go. And the preaching and the teaching that God has given us is about Him. I am not to be elevated, but to elevate Him. I have learned. Then Paul said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to be abound. Paul knew how to be lowered. Paul knew how to be demeaned. Paul knew how to be degraded and belittled. People will talk about you, Sister Heason. They will criticize you at times, Brother Jenkins. But when you stand for the Lord, you're standing for the real deal. Paul said, in everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need in this missionary journey. As believers, we are told to carry our cross. How heavy is your cross? How heavy is your cross this morning? What ministry, what order has the Lord given you? But whatever you do, don't give up this missionary work. No matter how difficult it may be. Jesus said, Lo, I'm with you. I am with you in your difficulties and in your successful hours. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
Amen.
That word if suggests that anyone can come to the Lord, but not all will come to the Lord. And the reason is because not all believe who Jesus is. My brothers, I want to close by asking a question. A question: who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? And is Jesus the Lord of your life? If Jesus is, we are told there is a cross to bear. When we follow Him, the Apostle Paul knew it. Beaten, stoned, the Apostle Paul knew it. There's a cross. There's a burden to bear when you follow the Lord. Because you and I must give up this earthly thing, this earthly surrounding for spiritual and eternal. And the cross, my brothers and sisters, represent 2,000 years later, a cherished symbol of atonement, forgiveness, grace, and love. When Jesus carried his cross, He was carrying our burden. The burden of guilt. The burden of shame. And the burden of sin. The burden which caused us to be separated from a loving Father. Our Father. Love, compassion, and commitment to us is so great that He sent Jesus to save us from our sin.
Yes.
And today, 2,021 years later, we're finding joy and contentment. In spite of all of the things that we are seeing, we can still have joy. Don't worry about tomorrow, for we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. Don't worry about the hypocrisy that we have experienced over and over and over again. Just keep on trusting. Because the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive will be raised up, raptured out of this world. My brothers and sisters, you can still find joy and contentment, even in the midst of what we experience today. Do you know why? Revelation tells us that the word of God is being fulfilled right before our very eyes. Those that are his understand it and await the return of our Lord, our God, and our King. And those that are not his, we are preaching and teaching God's word. This message goes out over the radio to those that are lost, those that are hurting. And so the Lord is compelling us to do what he called us to do, to preach and teach and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And for that, we have contentment and joy in 2021. The doors of the church open. If you're here today, my brother or my sister, and you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate for baptism, or you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come on a Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. He's been knocking on the doors of your heart for generations and generations. The question is, will you hear him and accept him before it's eternal? This joy that I know.